NTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. Governmental organizations are immune from liability and civil rights lawsuits for their administrative actions that are judicial in nature, the state Supreme Court ruled on Monday. The court unanimously concluded the doctrine of judicial immunity extends to claims for damages asserted against a governmental entity, including a public body sued under the New Mexico Civil Rights Act. The ruling overturns a district court ruling. The court ruled judicial immunity protects individuals and governmental entities from liability when functioning as an arm of the court, in other words, when performing a function that is integral to a judicial or quasi-judicial proceeding. The New Mexico Taxation Revenue Department is holding upcoming delinquent property tax auctions at 9 a.m. on June 11th in Dabaca County, at 1 p.m. on June 11th in Roosevelt County, and at 10 a.m. on June 12th in Chavez County. These auctions take place when both the county and the state are unable to collect delinquent taxes. Registration for the auction is available in person at 8 a.m. the day of the auction. All bidders must be registered. And a task force appointed by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has been directed to come up with a plan by July 31st to deal with New Mexico's drought crisis. The task force will coordinate responses to the drought by more than 10 state agencies. In addition, counties, municipalities, and local governments will be asked to implement water use restrictions, fireworks ban, and fire prevention measures. Flash flooding along wildfire burn scars near Ruidoso and Las Vegas is another damaging side effect of drought.
Last year, the National Weather Service issued 16 flash flood emergencies. That's a record for any office in the National Weather Service for 1 year,
said National Weather Service senior hydrologist Andrew Mangum. The Drought Task Force includes representatives from the Departments of Agriculture, Economic Development, Energy, Mineral and Natural Resources, Environment, Finance, Administration, Homeland Security and Emergency Management, Indian Affairs, Tourism, as well as New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission and the New Mexico Finance Authority. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.